The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm taking you and I'll take your friends, but don't you worry, we'll all meet at the end. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Trust me, baby, cause I don't lie. Let's get biblical, biblical. Welcome back to my podcast. Sorry, I'm excited. I don't know about you, because, this shit's getting biblical, as I mentioned before. Seriously, though, man, you know, it's not hard, well, for me to perceive this influx of gnosis from all angles of the spectrum, nailing you from everywhere. Good versus evil, good versus evil, good versus evil, you know, and different sources, you know. Of course, Alex Jones has been telling everybody you're gonna fucking die tomorrow, so you better buy some boner pills, and various other sources, you know. The Democratic Party, every election for the last 45 years has, you know, been for your fucking life, and now the other side is chirping that shit too. But, you know, it's this, it's beyond that. It's on a different realm, if you will, on a different level. There's shit happening that's not hard to see, you know. If you're not actively perpetrating it, then you are unwillfully going along with it, or you're watching it and going, what the fuck, and trying to get away from it. And going back to the recent Tim Pool cast, Tim cast IRL, whatever the fuck, as I said before, I used to go into that dude's I used to watch his shows just to go into the comment section to participate. They were hands down the best comment section. I don't think he ever read them. And if he did, he's a thick-skinned motherfucker, because people just used to eviscerate him. I mean, he's the perpetual, the proverbial fence rider, and has been for some time, you know. Then I remember when he brought, when he was on Joe Rogan and they confronted the Twitter lawyer. Yeah, go back to that. I mean, you know, again, that was, you know, a kudos on his part for, that's when I became aware of him. But, you know, he was too much. And then the whole deal with the riots, and he made the observation that people were fleeing the cities and going to the lakes. And he posed the question, why are people going to the lakes? There's no food at the lakes. I immediately stopped listening to him. I didn't give a fuck at that point. It was like, even for novelty, I didn't fucking care of the opinion of a fucking former skater from the south side of Chicago. Full stop. Now what? Don't give a fuck. Anyway, so Kanye goes on his show. He invites Kanye, you know, well, actually the artist formerly known as Kanye, Ye. So he goes on there with this motley crew of motherfuckers. And in case you're not familiar with them, let me run them down for you. One of them is Nick Fuentes, who is, I guess, most infamous for his association with the Charlottesville incident back around the Trump win. He was one of those guys not far removed from that Richard Spencer dude, you know, with the torches, the tiki torches, and the khaki pants and Nazi salutes and all that shit. But he's, you know, a notorious quote-unquote anti-Semite. So he's been chopped from the internet. I think the only place I've seen him is InfoWars, maybe a couple years ago. I don't know if they still have an association, but anyway, that's where I know him from. I've seen a couple of his clips here and there on BitChute. He was, you know, he I think he found a home there. Anyway, and then the other guy, of course, was the Milo dude. Milo Yiannopoulos, is that his name? He's like a right-wing conservative, former butt-fucking pervert. I guess he prayed the gay away, supposedly. That's the story. And again, sorry, don't mean to offend anybody, but whatever. You know, I'd probably say that to his face if he were here now. And if you're in Austin and listening to this, you know, yeah, I'd say it to your face, buddy. You know, he's toxic as fuck. And again, I can't condemn anyone to anything, but that is not somebody I want to hang out with. And it's fucking sad, because if you hear the dude talk, and I've listened to him talk, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because he was an ardent Trump supporter. And, you know, apparently he is a turncoat because he felt betrayed by Trump years ago and he's vowed to take him down. That's breaking news, you know, or, you know, to some people, I don't know. It's coming out and all this. And there's a lot coming out. That's the thing. It's fucking, I don't know, these cast of characters don't allude to anything biblical, but when you put it all together and the shit stew, you know, you can kind of see it, you know, forming up, gelling, thickening. So, yeah, so this dude, I listened to him. He pretty astute. Again, yeah, brilliant to hear him talk, but then he was openly gay and you know, just over the top with it. And yeah, I'm not trying to judge a motherfucker, but I look at a dude like that, and to be honest with you, he's a good looking dude. And I think, man, what a fucking shame that dude could be yanking so much pussy. It was like, sorry, call me naive, but going back to years ago, when Ricky Martin was at the top of the fucking music industry, living la vida loca, come on, I was into that shit. And I remember my dearly departed friend Dave was like, you know he's gay, right? And I was like, no, what, Ricky Martin, are you sure? Oh yeah, Dave. He's like, oh yeah, he's gay, you know. And I was like, and he was like, man, does that bother you? I was like, yes, dude, look at that guy, look at the chicks in the video with him. In my mind, I want to think that he's banging all that hot pussy because he's good looking and he can swing his hips and sing like fucking Ricky Ricardo or something, you know? But in real life, he's a butt fucking pervert. A sodomite. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, let's get biblical. Biblical. I want to get. Yeah, so anyway. I went trucking out there. It's been a while, you know, with the recent holiday weekend and all that. And been away and out of the loop, participating in other endeavors. But I thought, what the fuck? I'm going to jump in and see if I can find some mainstream news story that alludes to something biblical, something good and evil. And somewhere, you know, in the mainstream. So, of course, I started at the NewYorkPost.com. And as you would have it, I found one. Balenciaga BDSM scandal ignites hidden child Satan worship conspiracy video by Ben Cost. Yeah, anyway, but sorry, man, this is a really good coffee. I gotta digress for a second. These again, it's not a joke. An anti-Semite white nationalist, a former gay guy, and a rapper slash fashionista all walk into the podcast studio of a half Korean skateboarder from the south side of Chicago. That's the joke, right? But Balenciaga, this is what we need to talk about, other than the business people. This seems to be fucking everything up right now. Kanye's world, anyway. And these guys, that was the whole gist of the Tim Pool interaction, was I watched a commentary clip on it, and this chick was breaking it down. But, Kanye went in there, started doing his Kanye act. Tim Pool wasn't going to participate in it after inviting him in there. And then Kanye did his bipolar genius savant act and bounced up and left the fucking room. And then his handlers tried to explain it away and ran out after him. And then that's when I stopped watching, you know. But it's this Balenciaga thing. I've never heard of Balenciaga until Kanye did the deal with the with Kanye. Don't know shit about this dude other than he was on a Dave Chappelle show one time, and then next thing I know he's married to Bruce Jenner's stepkid, you know, the trash canyons and all of that, you know. And I don't follow any of that shit. I did, however, watch that Ray J video of hers a couple times back in the day, but I don't want anything to do with that part of pop culture. It repulses me, but it also gives you an indication of why it's so fucking popular. Is because these motherfuckers sell their souls to the devil, straight up, unabated. It's so in your fucking face right now, there's no getting around it. But Kanye, the way it all came apart, first it was the White Lives Matter, and then, you know, that made this cultural shift, and then there was the sleepy tweet of DEFCON to, you know, the business people, and then that fucking took everything sideways, but it also exposed it. It was like, it literally, the business, he said, hey, these people control everything, and within 24 hours, he was like, look at what they're doing to me. Right? Okay, so then, but it was this Balenciaga, you know, it's with, I know Adidas and the Gap, and but he has this lucrative apparel deal with Balenciaga, and whatever, Jean Coutier or whatever, Balenciaga, never heard of him. Now we're finding out about him. From the people are, the Anons, the independent researchers, just human beings that are interested. They're like, hey, what are you guys talking about? Oh, fuck, that's horrific. Yeah, this is all being exposed and concentrated exposure. So anyway, that's the preamble on to the news story. Once again, from the NewYorkPost.com, Balenciaga BDSM scandal ignites hidden child Satan worship conspiracy video by Ben Cost. Wait, doesn't the devil wear Prada? As if Balenciaga's controversial commercials and the $25 million lawsuit they've spawned didn't feature enough disturbing elements, some conspiracy theorists now claim to have spotted satanic cult symbols in the fraught fashion house's scandalous ad campaigns. Oh boy. Are you ready? Okay, a bizarre video detailing the alleged demonic imagery has amassed 3.1 million views on TikTok as of Wednesday afternoon, with some viewers piling on to accuse the brand of hidden messages amid pleas for the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ in the crowded comment section. Balenciaga on a Mad One TikTok content creator and music producer Mark Bajan captioned the alleged captioned the allegedly incriminating clip, which claims to expose satanic cult symbolism using children as pawns. For the uninitiated, the top fashion label came under fire after running a problematic campaign featuring young children modeling with what appear to be teddy bears wearing bondage gear. The ads were met with criticisms and allegations of normalizing sexual fetishization and abuse of children. And eagle-eyed social media watchdogs pointed out that another ad showed what appeared to be legal documents from a Supreme Court case that ruled on federal laws regarding child pornography. However, according to Bajan's TikTok, these adverts also included something else that was equally sinister. Five things spotted in one of the Balenciaga campaign photos, intones the narrator in the clip as the camera zooms in on various supposedly demonic memorabilia in a photo of a young boy. These supposedly Luciferian totems included an alleged child's drawing of the devil and a shady black hood of the type worn by satanic cult members, per the clip. Even the trainers look like the devil staring you right in the face, the narrator declares, referring to the boy's bright red shoes. Yeah, I believe they call sneakers trainers over in the UK. The voiceover also highlights the lone candle sitting adjacent to them like a seance prompt from an occult horror flick. Well, fuck yeah. That's why it's there. None of that. I mean, oh god, we didn't realize what we were doing. This does kind of look like a satanic cult ritual room. On Monday, the luxury couture company issued a statement saying, "We strongly condemn child abuse. It was never our intent to include it in the narrative." You lying motherfuckers. You fucking vampire bat creatures. I pray that God send angels to wreak his vengeance upon you. You will pay for what you've done. And if I sold boner pills, and I do. The Post has reached out to Balenciaga's reps for comment about the latest viral accusations, which are completely unconfirmed at this time in the Sartorial Meets Satanic saga. Well, it's unconfirmed if you can't fucking see it. I guess if you're blind. And even then, if you have like the you know, what's in this picture, you know, a teddy bear wearing bondage outfit, a Supreme Court ruling from the on pedophilia, you know, imagine a computer voice describing the scene, a pentagram, an upside down cross, a goat's head by Balenciaga. Fuck off, you know, think about it. Perhaps the most devilish element, per the clip, is the roll of yellow Balenciaga tape with the label's name misspelled with two A's, forming Baal. Baal was reportedly an ancient fertility god worshipped in many ancient Middle Eastern communities, including the Canaanites, who were infamous for sacrificing children. Yeah, that's some Old Testament shit. Let's get... Anyway, lastly, one of the dolls with a padlock around its neck. Coincidence, the narrator teases in the video while zooming into a shackled plush in BDS... What? While zooming into a shackled plush, I think teddy bear, in BDSM-style garb. Okay, jumping on the bandwidth bandwagon, many viewers declared that the items were indicative of devil worship. It's one dark company, claimed one commenter, while another chimed in, they're definitely doing this on purpose. Others claimed that the rug the kid was standing on resembled a Ouija board, just in case. Oh yeah, it's all there, everything. all the way to the red shoes. You know what that represents. You don't? Well, go do some independent research. This comes as Balenciaga faces backlash over its campaigns featuring children holding plush toys wearing bondage get-ups, as well as what appear to be photographs of paperwork from a Supreme Court case that upheld part of a federal child pornography law. The fashion house has since apologized, pulled the ads, and vowed internal and external investigations. They also filed a $25 million lawsuit against producers of one of the ads. Nonetheless, fashion industry insiders have blamed Demna Gisabelia, Balenciaga's creative director, since it too late. No, that's Italiano, I believe. It's Roman. Excuse me. Balenciaga's creative director since 2015 for failing to take responsibility for the scandal. Olga Lariano, who has spent years in the fashion industry as a model booker, photo director, and top magazine editor, said it is ridiculous to think Demna and the top echelon at Balenciaga didn't know what the campaigns were going to look like once they were photographed. The teddy bear ad was shot by Gabrielle Galimberti, who has said he was told the theme was punk. Okay. Oh, please, Lariano said. Demna doesn't put out one image that he hasn't approved. Demna is not only the creative director, he's driving all the imagery behind the campaigns. To blame a production company is nuts. Meanwhile, the Business of Fashion rescinded its Global Voices Award, which was due to have been presented to Demna at the website's annual gala on Thursday. Okay, then there you have it.
What century are they in?
Fuck you, Zuck!